In-person versus virtual account management, settling the debate. Welcome to Connexio Pulse, the podcast that delivers strategic insights to help healthcare manufacturers bring their innovations to market faster, smarter, and with impact. This episode is by Catherine Kellum, Chief Operating Officer at Connexio Health. Today, we are diving into a major debate happening inside sales organizations everywhere. In-person account management versus virtual account management. Is virtual account management really a viable strategy for your sales team? This question comes up a lot, especially among those who have spent their careers in a traditional model. You know the one I'm talking about. You hire a sales representative, assign them a territory, give them a company car, and off they go. But today, let's settle this debate once and for all. The truth is, it depends. There are absolutely times when in-person account management makes sense. If you are selling surgical or implantable products that require on-demand support during procedures, being there physically is critical. Hands-on products, especially those where a clinician needs to get the feel for how the product works, particularly with a first patient application, benefit immensely from on-site guidance. When you are dealing with high-price or high-volume products, the investment in face-to-face relationships pays off. In competitive metropolitan areas, where you have a high concentration of customers and prospects, and where the stakes are higher because competitors are always knocking on doors, having a rep physically present helps build trust, strengthens relationships, and differentiates your offering. But there are plenty of situations where virtual account management shines. If you are selling products that healthcare providers already know how to use or that require minimal training, virtual engagement is a great fit. When you are dealing with low-margin or low-volume products that simply cannot justify the cost of in-person visits, going virtual protects your profitability. Virtual is also ideal when you are trying to reach customers in remote geographies. Why spend the time and money to send a rep out for a handful of meetings when you can accomplish just as much with video, email, or phone calls? This approach also works beautifully for over-the-counter or diagnostic products sold into physician offices or urgent care centers. Subscription-based software services can be onboarded remotely, and products sold into integrated delivery networks, where purchasing decisions are centralized but users are spread out, are also perfect candidates for virtual management. Even follow-up activities like sample requests and product detailing can often be handled virtually with great efficiency. Now, what we see most often, and what tends to work best, is a hybrid approach. This is where the magic really happens. You start with virtual engagement to generate demand and introduce product demos. You then move to in-person support for product evaluations and new customer training. And once a customer is up and running, you continue to nurture the relationship with ongoing virtual service, education, and support. A hybrid strategy also allows for virtual pre-calls to warm up accounts before big in-person meetings. It opens the opportunity for peer-to-peer virtual education, connecting experienced users with potential new customers. It enables the creation of regional sales pods, where virtual reps can support field reps by handling administrative tasks and inside sales activities. And maybe most importantly, it allows you to expand your territory coverage smartly. Field reps can concentrate on Tier 1 accounts that require FaceTime, while virtual reps can engage Tier 2 and Tier 3 accounts that still need attention but do not demand the same level of face-to-face. Investment. The bottom line is this: there is no one-size-fits-all answer. But if you match your sales model to your product type, market dynamics, and customer preferences, you will build a smarter, more scalable, and more profitable commercialization strategy. Thanks for tuning in to Connexio Pulse today. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe and share it with a colleague who might be wrestling with the same in-person versus virtual debate. To learn more about commercialization strategies that accelerate success, visit connexiohealth.com. Until next time, keep innovating to drive better outcomes and patient care.